Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Halacha, we're up to Simin Yud, Sif Tesvav. And we're talking about the halachas of tefillin, the mitzvah of tefillin. We mentioned before by the mitzvah of talis that if a person takes off their talis, then they, in certain cases, if the talis falls off, or in some kind of cases with this hesek hadas, a person has to make another bracha on them. And we're going to say over here that contrary to talis, in talis, if a person takes off his tefillin to use the bathroom, he has in mind to put it back on, he doesn't have to make another bracha. On tefillin, if he takes off his tefillin to use the bathroom and then he puts it back on, he does have to make another bracha. That is considered enough of a hefsek that he does have to make another bracha. However, what happens if he's in the part of davening where he can't be mafsik to make that bracha? So then what he should do is, he should not be mafsik, don't make the bracha, but later on, where he does come to a place where he can, he should move the tefillin a drop and make the bracha then. Im heser es ha-tefillin mipnei she-tzarech l'lechaz l'beisek kisei. If he took off his tefillin because he had to go to the beis kisei, to the bathroom, kishechoyzer u'minichon, when he puts them back on, tzarech l'achzav l'varech alehem, he has to make a bracha on them, because that was enough of a hefsik that he has to make another bracha. However, as I said before, if he is in a place where he cannot make the hefsik to say the bracha of the tefillin, such as in the brachas of Kriyishma. Now, the brachas of Kriyishma is from Yoytzer Ar, meaning from right after Baruch Hu, until Shemoneh Esrei, through Shemoneh Esrei. So, if that's where he's holding, when he had to go to the bathroom, he went, he came back. The Hainu, min birchas Yoytzer Olahalan, from Yoytzer Ar until after Shemoneh Esrei, lo yafsik bibrachas shal tefillin, he should not make the brachas when he puts them back on his tefillin. Eli yanichan b'lei brachas, he should put them on without making the brachas. However, he still owes to make that bracha. So therefore, ula'achat tefillin shemoneh esrei, when he can make the brachas again, he can make that hefsek in the tefillah because he is after shemoneh esrei ready. Then yemash mishmahem, he should move them a drop, and he should make the bracha at that point on them. Yashar koach, and have a great day.